A former sports coach in Waterford will be sentenced this afternoon after pleading guilty to indecently assaulting five boys between December 1979 and March 1990. The abuse took place mainly when the boys were aged between 13 and 15. Bill Keneally, who's now 72, had pleaded not guilty to the allegations. Our courts correspondent Orla O'Donnell joins us with more on this. Orla, perhaps at the outset, something of the further background to this case.
Yes, Brian, Bill Keneally went on trial originally charged with 266 counts of indecent and sexual assault, but he pleaded guilty to 13 sample charges of indecent assault. This was after all five victims in this case had given their evidence and had been cross-examined in his trial last month. He's already serving a sentence of 14 years and 2 months for indecently assaulting 10 other boys, and he was due for release at the earliest in October 2026. The court heard that Keneally met the boys through sports coaching. He groomed them by plying them with drink, with money and with other gifts. And when he was dropping them home from training, he would often assault the last boy left in his car. The abuse escalated as the boys got older, and one boy said he was indecently assaulted every week over 2 years.
And what aura was heard today in court by way of victim impact statements?
The judge, Judge Martin Nolan, heard victim impact statements from four of the five victims in this case. They're now in their 40s and 50s. Very harrowing, very moving victim impact statements. One man who's now in his early 50s said he was now a tall, grown man, but he was once a young, small boy who had the misfortune to come into contact with Keneally. He said he was groomed and sexually abused from the time he entered secondary school, but he didn't tell anyone, he said, until the early 2000s. And that echoed some of the others who gave their victim impact evidence. They said they were ashamed. He said since meeting Keneally, his life had been turned upside down. Another man said that what had happened had torn him to absolute pieces, and he spoke about giving evidence in the trial last month. He said having to relive this and go through the details of what had happened in front of a room full of strangers was one of the toughest things he'd ever had to do. Another man said the effect of the abuse was devastating and lifelong. It had taken away his childhood. His marriage had been ruined. Again, he said he hadn't told his family because of the shame and fear. And he said he'd been in prison for 40 years in his head because of Bill Keneally, and he said God only knows what I've lost out on, what he could have been if this hadn't happened to him. And he turned to Bill Keneally angrily and said that he was now getting out to live his life. He's going to walk out of court and live his life, but you don't, he said, you don't.
And what order did the judge have to say in advance of sentencing?
Yes, Judge Martin Nolan said he would give his decision at 2 o'clock, but he said there would definitely be a custodial sentence. He said there was going to be some extension in the prison sentence. The only question, he said, was how long he would extend Keneally's stay in prison for. And as I said, the earliest he can be released from the previous sentence would be October 2026, so there will be some extension to that. The court also heard that Keneally had written an apology to the victims where he said it was never their fault, that he was the adult and could not have been responsible. They could not have been responsible in any way.
Orla O'Donnell, courts correspondent, thank you for that.